July, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. This is episode number 7 of the 2022 season, H2H season. Today's show is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. Today's show is being sponsored by Magic City Highlight, BetRivers.com, FantasyHighlight.com, WatchHighlight.com, and BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And I have an exciting recap for you today. And Rockin' Ray Heluska also sent in the results for the Pelota games that were played this past week. And I'll have those results for you along with all of the scores and more here on H2H Recap on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And I'll have that for you. But first, let's go ahead and play How to Play H2H. We'll be right back. Stay tuned in.
Highlight H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighlight.com. Live the high life and WatchHighlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battlecourt Highlight. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battlecourt singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLife.com.
And welcome back to the second segment of Highlight H2H Recap on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, and I have all of the scores and more for you for Sunday, June 12th, 2022, Monday, June 13th, 2022, and for Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, and we'll start off with the H2H double scores for Sunday, June 12th. We had 7 matches that were played. In the first match, we had Correa and Manny versus Jairo and Ben. Correa and Manny take the win 6-0 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Jetted and Nicholas versus Carballo and Kubala. Carballo and Kubala take the win 6-0 and 6-2 in split sets. In the third match, we have Flores and Aratz versus Joseph and Manu. Joseph and Manu take the win in the second and third sets, 6-3 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Bueno and Benny versus Diaz and Gauthier. Diaz and Gauthier take the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. In the fifth match, we have Inaki and Rock versus Correa and Manny. Inaki and Rock take the win, but Correa and Manny were forced to retire in the third set, so Inaki and Rock took the win in the fifth match. In the sixth match, we have Hiro and Ben versus Robin and Julin. Hiro and Ben take the win, 6-5 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. In the seventh match and final match of Sunday, June 12th, we have CRB and Douglas versus Flores and Aratz. CRB and Douglas take the win in split sets, 6-2 and 6-3. And for Monday, June 13th, this starts off the singles H2H matches for the week, and we have six matches that were played. In the first match, we have Douglas versus Gauthieri. Gauthieri took the win, 6-3 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Aratz versus Nicholas. Nicholas took the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Julin versus Manny. Manny took the win in split sets, 6-0 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Manu versus Benny. Manu took the win, 6-5 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have Nicholas versus Hiro. Nicholas took the win in the second and third set, 6-4 and 6-2. In the sixth match, we have Manny versus Inaki. Inaki took the win in split sets, 6-3 and 6-5. Got a little tongue twisted there. And for the highlight of the day, Nicholas wins both of his singles matches on the day, Monday, June 13th. And for Tuesday, June 14th, for singles H2H action, we have seven matches that were played. And in the first match, we have Ben versus Ron Ron. Ron Ron took the win, 6-2 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Bueno versus Jed, and Bueno took the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Kubala versus Ron Ron. Ron Ron took the win in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Ikeda versus Correa. Ikeda took the win by forfeit. In the fifth match, we have Carballo versus Bueno. Carballo took the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. And in the sixth match, we have Jedin versus Ben. Ben took the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-5. And in the seventh and final match of Tuesday, June 14th, we have Carballo versus Correa. Carballo takes the win by forfeit as well. And we have three highlights on the day. Ron Ron wins both of his singles matches for the day. Carballo wins both of his singles matches and won by forfeit. And unfortunately, Jed and the Super Bowl champion loses both of his singles matches on the day. And the standings for Group 1 singles, Gauthieri, he is atop the leaderboard in first place with 10 wins and no losses. In second place, we have Nicholas. Nicholas has 5 wins and 2 losses. In third place, we have Inaki, and he has 6 wins and 3 losses, and that's for Group 1 singles. And for Group 2 singles, we have Ikeda. He's on top of the leaderboard with 11 wins and no losses. And in second place, we have Ron Ron. Ron Ron is holding steady with 11 wins and 1 loss. And in third place, we have Carballo. Carballo has 8 wins and 4 losses. That's for Group 2. And for the double standings, in first place, we have Robin and Julin, and they have 5 wins and 2 losses. In second place, we have CRB and Douglas. CRB and Douglas have 6 wins and 3 losses. And in third place, we have Carballo and Kubala. Carballo and Kubala also have 6 wins and 3 losses. And that will do it for the scores. And stay tuned. I'll be right back here with the Pelota and Fantasy Highlight results when we return. Stay tuned in here.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878. Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's Hi-Li head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Hi-Li. They're logging on to FantasyHi-Li.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHi-Li.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there, and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more Hi-Li traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
And we're back here with more of the H2H recap. But in this segment, I actually have the results for the Pelota games that were played for this past week. And Mr. Rockin' Ray Haluska was generous enough to send in the results, to send in a report. So I'm going to read off the winners for the Pelota games, the winning combinations for the trifectas. And for the first game, singles to 7 points on on June 12th, 2022, Sunday, we had a winner trifecta 587, Anderluck, Kubala, and El Barba, $1,557 was the payoff on the 50-cent trifecta. In the fourth game, we have a winner, 743. This was the doubles game. Jedden and Nicholas, Inaki and Tennessee, Carballo and Kubala, 743. Trifecta payoff, $821.40. Winner for the seventh game, doubles, 286. Diaz, Gocheri, CRB, and Douglas, Carballo and Kubala, doubles, 286. Winner, jackpot, $4,163.60. Jackpot 5 of 5. And we have a winner for the eighth game, 174 singles game, Carballo Douglas Julin. The late pick was the winner, 7-2-1 out of the pick three of three, $653.60. And for the Mighty Ocho, paid off $6. And for the Pelota Games results for Monday, June 13th, 2022, game four, $1 early pick three, and the winner 273. 273 paid off $422.80, and that was game four. In the seventh game, doubles, we have winner 543, Bueno and Julin, Inaki in Tennessee, CRB in Douglas, and I'll read off the trifecta. 543 paid off $498.40. For the eighth game, the Mighty Ocho winner, it was $6.40, but it was carried over, so $596 is in the jackpot that was carried over. And for Tuesday, June 14, 2022, we have winners, a trifecta winner, 437, El Barba, Ben in Tennessee, 437, and that paid off $1,318. For the second game, singles winner trifecta, Ben Jedden in Tennessee, 347 paid off $531. In the fourth game, we have an early pick winner, pick 3372. They won $192. In the seventh game, winner, trifecta, 314, Diaz, Gauthier, El Barba, Aratz, Robin, and Ben for doubles, 314. Trifecta paid off $530.40. And in the eighth game, the Mighty Ocho winner, they would have won $17.20, and this carries over the pot to $613. And that was the winning results for the Pelota Games on Sunday, June 12th, Monday, June 13th, and Tuesday, June 14th. And for the fantasy highlight notes, we have another lucky winner, PCast. He won 20 out of 20 picks. So he won $1,500. Congratulations to PCast. And the season leaders are I Miss Aguirre. He has 188 points, 188 wins. Reverse Two Wall is right behind with 180 points. And, you know, stay tuned. Keep tuning in to recaps here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And that will do it for the scores and more for this week on today on this H2H recap. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi-Li, America's new super sport.